thank you for having me.
Take us for a bit of a deep dive on your work so far. I hear that you're internationally praised for your compelling performances. That's a pretty good rap from the critics.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been living overseas in London for, 13 years now, I think. But originally from Queensland, it's good to be back and got my quarantine done and everything, and happy to be in Tassie where things are looking good.
Tasmania is the best place to be. And look, after all the situation with COVID in the last 12 to 18 months or so, it has been challenging for your industry.
It has been very challenging, yes. So I'm very grateful to be able to play for people again, for live audiences.
Just looking at your bio, you performed with some of the world's leading orchestras. I'm speaking the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, Adelaide and the West Australian Symphony. How good would that be, yet working with a lot of domestic orchestras, but also taking it to London, as you just alluded to there, and also Christchurch in New Zealand?
Yeah, I mean, the Australian orchestras are up there with the best of them. But I've you know, also played with London Philharmonic and Bournemouth and lots of other places in the UK as well, and got to play in Nashville as well. So that's just taken me everywhere, you know, to the States and Canada, Germany, France, Italy. I'm just really lucky to do what I do, and I'm sure that things will return to a more closer to normality soon.
If you love doing what you enjoy doing, you won't have to work again for the rest of your life.
That's what they say. No, it's great. It really is.
What got you into music, and in particular the piano?
Yeah, interesting. My parents were not really musicians, but we did have a piano. We had an upright piano, so that was kind of enough for me. I was drawn to it, and my parents recognised it, and my brother and I both had lessons, and I stuck with it. And it was just more and more piano lessons until it took me to London. You know, I just loved playing, and the more I played, the more I started to understand what the music was about, and then I really just loved the music as well.
So. More of a classical version of Elton John, I reckon. Do you write your own material?
I haven't performed anything that I've written yet, but it's something on my mind, yes.
Something you'll plan on experiencing down the track?
Maybe, yes. I would like to do that, yeah.
Now, the show, you're coming to the Burnie Arts and Functions Centre Town Hall this coming Sunday for a performance at 3 o'clock, and this show will be focusing on a lot of the works of the classical artists, including Bach and Chopin.
Yes, so I'm bringing a couple of my favourite composers and also things that I've recorded in albums recently and performed this music widely, and it's just the stuff that I really wanted to sort of reintroduce myself to Aussie audiences with this stuff after what's been a difficult time. And, there's lots of composers represented because we've also got Bach sort of transcribed by lots of different composers from the 19th and 20th centuries, Busoni and Rachmaninoff and things like that. So it's really great. And the Chopin, of course, great crowd pleasers and some of my favourite music as well. So we've got waltzes and nocturnes and etudes and polonaises. All the greats.
Fair bit to throw into a two-hour performance.
It is, yeah. It is quite a lot to.
As I always say, we must thank those classical artists of a bygone era, because if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have the music of the last 40 or 50 years. The seed had to be grown somewhere.
That's true. It's all related. I mean, it's all the same sort of structures and music and things. So, I think all music's good.
Good for our mental being, isn't it? Now, you're just
Absolutely.
Mentioning, you mentioned, Jason, about your albums, because you signed a 3-album contract here about, 5 or 6 years ago now.
Yeah, it was, I think, 2015, and that was a big deal in my sort of career. That was a turning point, I suppose, or a flourishing moment. It was really great, and it's fantastic to have the ABC on board as well with all the radio time and it's really great. So I'm sort of now looking at what's next to record as well. So I've got so many ideas, different composers and things. The last one was the Beethoven Concertos, the complete Beethoven Concertos, which I did in 2019. You're only as good as your last performance. So it's a constant sort of endeavor, striving to be better and to sort of get sink deeper into what the music's really about. And I'm looking forward to what's next. I've got a Royal Philharmonic Orchestra date in London, and also to play at St Martin in the Fields, which is one of the top venues over there in London. So.
Burnie Arts and Functions Centre Town Hall, so book at the box office. You won't be disappointed for a couple of hours. Great show. 3 o'clock it starts this coming Sunday. And make sure you download the Check In Tasmania app. And Jason Gillam, and look, it's been an absolute pleasure to have a bit of a chat to you. Continue up the good work, and we look forward to seeing what you're up to in years to come and in your future endeavours. And we welcome you to Burnie on Sunday. Hope it'll be a great show.
Yeah.